You've never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
Now, this is the only car on the market that comes equipped with a Dynaflex Superflowing Unijet Turbovasculator, which is synchromeshed with a multi-coil hydrotension dual vacuum dynamometer. Gosh, what does that do for the car? It empties the ashtray.
Taxi, taxi, take me anywhere. Taxi, taxi, take me anywhere. Gonna ride all night and even pay my fare.
Hey, it's Sunday night, 8 o'clock, and this is the place to be. The Taxi Dave Show. I'm Taxi Dave. We're on WOR, 710 AM. We have a number of guests this evening. In a couple of minutes, we'll have the Bronx Borough President, Ruben Diaz Jr., on. We are going to announce a place where they're giving free heart tests. And we'll get into that in a little bit. Okay? Also, John McDonough, the captivist, will be here. And we're going to introduce Mike Marinelli in just a second. But I got to tell you something, folks. Get a call from a friend who went to a Broadway show. He took his car from Hempstead, Long Island, to the Midtown Tunnel, and he got there at 1 o'clock. He wanted to make a 2 o'clock Broadway show. So he had an hour from 1st Avenue and 36th Street. He got to the theater at 2:20. 2:20. Dropped his wife off. The show started at 2. Parked the car. Most of the lots around there were closed. Walked back to the theater at 3 p.m., just in time for the second half of the show. What's going on with this traffic in New York City? During the week, the through streets are packed. Every place is packed. We have, you know, you've heard it, 30,000 more for-hire vehicles, but it doesn't cause additional traffic. And on weekends, you can't even get into the theater district. You can't go cross town. An hour and 20 minutes to go cross town? That's crazy. Now, thank you for letting me vent, folks. And that's the tough side. And here's the light side. This old man got pulled over by a cop, and the cop says, "Do you realize that your wife fell out of the car three blocks back?" He said, "Thank God, I thought I was going deaf." Okay. With us for just a couple of minutes to talk about insurance, because there's a couple of things that happen to callers, to listeners. Two people had problems with small accidents, okay? One was towed and listened to the tow driver and took him to the body shop that the tow driver recommended. And another one called his insurance company who recommended a certain collision shop. And he drove his car to the collision shop. With us right now is Mike Marinelli. He's the owner of Circle Collision. How you doing, Mike?
Good evening. Very well, thank you, Dave.
Okay, speak up. Can hardly hear you.
Okay.
What is your suggestion if someone has an accident and needs to be towed somewhere, and the tow truck driver recommends someone, or your insurance company recommends someone, and let's say you have a friend that has his own collision shop? What should you do?
Well, basically, you know, police department has a tow list. It's a rotating list of tow companies that when there's an accident, they're going to come out and get your car, and they're probably going to try and sell you to take your car to one of their body shops that they're affiliated with. Basically, tow companies are in the tow business. Body shops are in the body shop business. I recommend that nobody signs any papers at the scene of the accident, and the correct thing to do, even though you're all rattled up because, you know, you just had an accident, is, look, I'm not sure where I'm going. Bring the car back to your place. I'll call you in the morning. Never sign anything at the tow scene because sometimes they give you papers that authorize them to repair your car and you're stuck. Tell them you speak to them in the morning when you figure out where you want to bring the car. Tow companies tow cars. They're not in the body shop business.
Okay. That's it.
Yep. Pretty much. And, you know, like no insurance company can tell you where to go. A lot of insurance companies like to steer work to their shops that they're affiliated with, and they work at lower rates. They blow you, you know, they get the car out fast. You know, the repair work is not done.
They do get the car out fast.
Yes, they do. But if you get in an accident, it's your car, it's your choice. You go wherever you want to fix your car. You don't have to go to one of their shops. A lot of people think you have to go to one of their approved shops. Go wherever you want to fix your car, without a doubt. Don't sign anything at the police scene, you know, when you get in the accident.
Okay. And once in a while, you come across really nice cars for sale. You were telling me about a brand new Ford Fusion.
Yeah, I have a 2016 Ford Fusion with 13,000 miles. And I'm trying to sell for like 17,000. I got it through a fleet company. It's in good condition. You know, I get a lot of good deals on cars because I'm around cars all day since I'm 16.
And that's Circle Collision in Nanuet, New York, right, Mike?
Yes. Yep, okay. CircleCollision.com is my website. All the information is on there. I'm working there since I'm 16 years old. I'm now 54. I took the company over in 1998. I'd be happy to help you with anything.
That's Mike Marinelli of Circle Collision. Thanks for being on the Taxi Dave Show.
Okay, Dave. Have a good night. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Ruben Diaz Jr. is the current Bronx Borough President. He was elected in, I think it was April 2009. Now, he was elected to the Assembly, okay, at the age of 23, which made him the youngest person elected to the Assembly since Theodore Roosevelt, if you can believe that. Assemblyman Diaz at the time had co-sponsored much legislation and passed much legislation on health care, minimum wage, insurance fraud. Hey, hear that, Mike? Tenants' rights, equitable labor, protection to tax preparers, senior citizens' rights, and the list just goes on and on and on. I remember standing, seeing him stand behind the family of Amadou Diallo back in 1999 when that tragedy happened. On February 2009, President Obama appointed Adolfo Carrion, to the White House Office on Urban Affairs. And then Mike Bloomberg declared a special election, and that's where Bronx Borough President Diaz was the leading candidate, and he won with 87% of the vote. Recently, Bronx Borough President did what all politicians do for their district. We hear the State of the Union. We hear the State of the State from the governor. We hear the State of the City from the mayor. I got states coming out of my ears. But, you know, I was born in the borough where Celia Cruz and Johnny Picacho used to play. Okay? I went to Lehman College. It's no wonder that the great borough of the Bronx has such a great leader. And with us now to discuss some of the greatness in the Bronx is our Bronx Borough President, Ruben Diaz Jr. Welcome to the Taxi Dave Show.
Oh, it's good to be on, Dave. First of all, that's Johnny Pacheco.
Thank you. You know what? I had a tooth pulled yesterday, and I have a lisp with Latin words.
Well, you know, and we also both alumni of our Lehman College, so that's great. And it's good to be on your show. And the other day, we gave our State of the Borough address so that we can sort of give a recap of what's happening in the borough over the last 6 years, certainly over the last 12 months, and what we plan to do moving forward in the next year, and also just to offer some of our thoughts on some of the issues that we read about and that we debate citywide that also affect Bronxites, and offer some solutions as well.
Well, one thing I'd like to mention, I'd like to ask you about... what should I call you? Honorable?
You can call me, I don't know, my name is Ruben. Ruben. President Diaz, Borough President, I don't know.
Good. I like Ruben.
Like, fellow Bronx.
I get hungry when I say your name. When I grew up in the Bronx was burning. And you know what I mean. It was
Absolutely.
A little bit before your time, or maybe you grew up with it as a kid.
I grew up in that, yes.
Okay, and why don't you tell us, because there are people who, you know, still have this fear of going to the Bronx. They fear they're going to be mugged, raped, and shot all in the same trip to the Bronx. So why don't you tell the truth right now about crime in the Bronx?
Absolutely. So this is the reason why we take the opportunity in our State of the Borough, because unfortunately the media, Hollywood, they continue to perpetuate these negative stereotypes and negative images of the Bronx, and we're just not that anymore. What people need to realize is we're not perfect, and I don't think any place in the city or in the state or this country is perfect. But over the last 6 years alone, Dave, what we've seen and people should know about the Bronx is that we've been able to fund and to create more than 23,000 new units of housing, over 68 million square feet of total development. We've cut unemployment by nearly half, from 14.2% to 6.9%. 100 more Bronxites, more than 100,000 more Bronxites are working today than the first day that I was elected. In the last year alone, we saw over $2 billion in private investment. We were able to create 2,300 units of housing, all built in the least sustainable way. And as it pertains to crime, a lot of this is happening because, the investment is happening, the interest is happening, is because we are safer than we've been in the last 50 years. In other words, when I was a teenager, in just the 1990s, if you look at the 1990s, for instance, there were 653 homicides in the Bronx in 1 year. Today, we are safer per capita than Boston, Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, Philadelphia. I don't even have to go to Detroit or Chicago. Last year, we had our third straight year.
So I have to interrupt you. So you're saying you're safer at a Yankees game than in a Boston Red Sox game, right?
If per capita, yes.
That's a Bronx thing, sorry.
And unfortunately, and some people may chuckle at that and they may want to make light of it, but no one is telling the story of what I call the new Bronx, the resurgence, the fact that we've invested over $350 million in the reparations of our public parks, that we've created all of this development, that we've created all of these jobs, that Fort Apache, the Bronx, which Hollywood made a movie of back in 1980, is one of the safest precincts in the city now, if not the state of New York and nationwide in any major municipality. And that story needs to be told. And this is what I try to do in my State of the Borough address.
You know, I understand even Silver Cup Studios, which opened in Queens a few years ago, they're making a hefty investment to expand in the Bronx.
Right. Yeah. So we're not only creating jobs in the areas of tourism and retail, but we have tech. The tech industry is investing in our borough, and also film. And Silver Cup, they purchased a building, $35 million investment, 115,000 square feet. They're about to open up and start recording next June. And we also are working with the state so that we can get film tax credits, and we're going to have one of the largest film parks in the Bronx and Soundview with York Studios. It's going to sit on 11 acres of property here. And that creates jobs, and hopefully that would also, I think, help change the mindset and project the current images and imagery of our borough so that the world can realize that we are not the Bronx of the 70s, 80s, and early 90s anymore.
Well, you know, despite reported increases in other parts of the city in crime, violent crime remains at a historic low in the Bronx, folks. You need to hear that, and you need to know that. So come on up to the Bronx. I went out to City Island twice the last few months. And by the way, infrastructure is working. You're replacing the bridge there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So just to your point, and people shouldn't take my word for it, they should go and see the CompStat numbers. In 2015, the city of New York saw an increase in homicide. The Bronx saw a decrease. We did not contribute to that. When you look at other major violent crimes, while they were reductions citywide, our reductions were 2-3 times greater than the rest of the city. And because of that, people are coming to us. Because of that, we've seen tourism increase by 14%. People know that we're more than just the Yankees, that we're more than just the Bronx Zoo or the Botanical Garden. They're coming into our restaurants. Epicureans from all over the region are coming and enjoying the diversity in our cuisine. It's creating jobs. It's creating a buzz. And people love that excitement. People love that the cultural sense of the borough. We are the birthplace of hip-hop. We are the place where Sasha and Salseros hone their skills. And we're the birthplace of doo-wop. So people like the cultural essence of our borough. And it feels good that at least tourism is increasing here. And people are starting to see that when you come and visit New York City, The Bronx is certainly a place where you have to come and see us. We have the Kyrie Leeds Tennis Center, soon to be the Kingsbridge National Ice Center, the Bronx Museum of Art, the Children's Museum, Ways Hill. There's so many cultural institutions. I'm so proud of them.
I've lived my life, and I've visited all those places. The new ones, obviously. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. And not too far from City Island, what I announced in my State of the Borough was also a $10 million deposit so that we can revamp and reimagine the pavilion in Orchard Beach.
All right.
The pavilion has been vacant so long, and we really need to spruce that up. The Orchard Beach alone saw 1.5 million plus visitors in 2015. So people are coming to our beach from not only the Bronx, but from all over. We're hoping and we're working with the state legislature, with the governor, with the city council delegation, and we're going to see a revamped, spruced up Orchard Beach in the near future.
Hey, who needs Block Island? Come to the Bronx. also, there's only one borough that's going to be getting four new Metro North stations. Guess which borough that is?
The Bronx, baby. And let me tell you, there is no project with all of the things that we're doing and that I'm bragging about. There's nothing bigger for our borough and for the region than these four Metro North stations. We thank Governor Cuomo, and the legislature is soon going to vote on the over $1 billion is going to be needed with the MTA capital dollars. And this is going to be on the New Haven line. This has been something that has been discussed for over four decades. We were able to dust off that plan 2 years ago, push it, get the support of the governor, and it's finally going to come to fruition. There's going to be one in City Island, one at Morris Park, one in Hunts Point, and the other one in Parchester Van Ness. And when that happens, you're going to have economic opportunities for the local areas. We're going to be able to rezone and build density, commercial strips, residential. And at the same time, it's going to be great for those who need to commute to and from Midtown Manhattan. So like your buddy, they won't be riding around for an hour or plus whenever they need to go to a play. They can get right into Midtown in 25, 30 minutes or go upstate to Connecticut and do the same on the 40 minutes.
Okay, you convinced me. I'm moving back to the Bronx.
Well, we would love to have you.
Overall Economic Development Corporation, they put some money into the Bronx for small businesses.
Yeah, so we work with the economic arm to the borough president is the Bronx Overall Economic Development Corporation. The president is Marlene Cintron. They have a division there that's called the Business Initiative Corporation, which lends money or gives small grants and bigger grants too to small businesses. We help people with their business plan. We have officials from the federal government at our offices on 161st Street from the SBA with the SCORE program to help in that end. We also have a team from the State Department of Labor, and this is the reason why we've been able to put Bronxites to work, whether it's helping people with small businesses and open them up and give them the finances for it, give them loans at low interest rate, or having a database working with the State Department of Labor with the governor's Strike Force program to identify vacancies or job openings and put people compatible to the skills that are necessary right into work. So we're not just creating jobs in the Bronx, Dave, we're creating jobs for Bronxites.
Okay. This is Bronx Borough President Ruben Diaz Jr. that you're listening to on the Taxi Dave Show. Look, it's Sunday night. I want to thank you for joining us, Borough President. If there's any last thought you want to put in the minds of our listeners, what message do you want to get out there?
I want people to think different. Think the Bronx. It's not what people have said about us, 20, 30, 40 years ago. There are great restaurants here, cultural institutions. It's safer than it's ever been. You're seeing a lot of development here. We have an the first indoor mall, the Bay Plaza. There's a great shopping experiences here. Give us a second look, like so many people are. Be part of the millions who are now coming and sort of rediscovering our borough.
Okay. Once again, thanks for coming on, and we hope to have you back.
I would love to be back soon. Thank you for the opportunity.
Okay, that's Councilman Bronx. How do you like that? Bronx Borough President Ruben Diaz Jr., former Assemblyman. Just to let you folks know, there's a lot of stuff going on. We hope to get to a City Council meeting coming up, TLC meeting coming up, Uber and Newark. That should be interesting. Actually, midnight tonight, it starts. Newark is supposedly going to be arresting Uber drivers and impounding Uber cars, vehicles that go to Newark Airport. Read this last week. I've instructed our police department, effective February 22nd, to immediately tow Uber drivers operating in and around Newark Airport and Newark Penn Station. That's from Evans Anyanwu. And Evans Anyanwu is the judge, I believe, the chief prosecutor of Newark, actually. And after February 22nd, the continued violation of the city's laws will result in civil and criminal penalties for Uber and its drivers. So let's see what happens with that. Also, interesting thing happened in Missouri. You know, I don't know if we have any listeners tonight in Missouri, but ride-sharing companies like Uber now must provide their drivers with commercial coverage at all times when the company app is switched on. That means Uber's liable for all accidents not involving passengers if the driver is actively looking for customers. That's something I wanted to share with all of you folks, and all of you who aren't folks, too. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, I'll tell another joke. So I was actually on my way to the studio, and I see a police car in my rearview mirror. And I try speeding up, but he pulls me over. He says, "Taxi Dave, how you doing?" He knew me. And he said, "I'll tell you what. If you give me a good reason, I will let you off the hook and not give you a speeding ticket." So I said to him, "Look, my wife married a police officer, and when I saw you speeding up behind me, I thought you were trying to bring her back to me." He said, "Have a nice day, Taxi Dave." Okay. And on that serious note, the Taxi and Limousine Commission is holding a public hearing and meeting this Thursday, the 25th. They are going to eliminate the minimum hours of operation for independent medallion owners and the associated penalties for noncompliance. A lot of us in the industry call that the owner must drive rule, which has been around since, I think it's January 7th, 1990. Out the window, capiche, finito, no more. They're going to eliminate the independent driver option and the payment to the TLC required for use of this option. And also, any special rules or exception for inheriting spouses. You know, what happened under David Yasky, who is a former TLC chair, he decided that you had to sell your medallion once you die. And what he didn't realize, or maybe he did realize it, there were scores, maybe hundreds, of spouses who were depending on that leasing income to survive, in addition to their Social Security. He never thought of it. He never knew it. It's really nice knowing your industry when you're making rules and regulations that affect thousands of people, hundreds of people, families, grandmothers, mothers, fathers, grandfathers. So that's going to be thrown out the window. Okay? There's no problems. People can lease, they can sell, they can do whatever they want. There's no long-term driver. So that's going to happen. Also, very important, people need to hear this. The City Council is having a hearing on February 29th on, well, two of the laws are pretty important. One of them has to do with increasing fines for illegal street hails. Haven't heard it, folks? You're hearing it now. And it reads, now, the first violation being caught for a street hail right now today is $500. Hey, yellow cabs are the only vehicles below 96th Street that you're allowed to put your hand up and that are allowed to stop for you. But you guys know every FHV guy trying to make up some money is going to pull over and say, "Hey, you need a lift? Hey, you need some transportation? Oh, yeah, you know, you pay me in cash. We can work this thing out." The first fine's going up from $500 to $2,000. The second fine's going up from $750 to $4,000. And if a violation in this subdivision of the law will be punishable by a fine of $10,000 and a revocation of the driver's license if the driver had been convicted two times or more before. So there you go. City Council is increasing the fines for illegal street hails. You hear that, all you guys with private passenger plates? All you guys from New Jersey that think you can just come into New York City and pick up people and endanger their lives? Hear that, people in other segments of the industry who think, nobody's doing anything? Well, they're going to take your car. Oh, I'm sorry, they can't take their car anymore. But you keep it up, you're going to be fined $10,000. Total of $16,000 for three times, and then you're out. Let's see you drive without a driver's license. That ought to be fun. The other law is going to be for a universal taxi driver's license. That means, and you'll hear it in one of our commercials from All Taxi Management, if you have an FHV license, there's going to be a universal license. You just have to understand and know English, and there will be one license to drive a yellow cab or an FHV vehicle. A person who's obtained the universal license can drive a taxi cab or for hire without obtaining an additional license, okay? So that's important, that's big, and hopefully that'll bring a lot of drivers back into the industry because driving a cab is a great career. Right, JFK Mike? You're live on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yes, Dave, how are you doing, sir?
Okay.
All right, first I just want to chime in about this disaster involving an Uber driver who was driving apparently yesterday. And between fares, wound up killing seven people. I guess it's time to talk about that.
Well, Uber's been around for, what, about 2 years? So how many yellow cab drivers have killed seven people overnight in the last 2 years that you know of?
I don't think within the last 20 years there's been that many deaths in the New York City taxi business, even with accidents. But this is just another reason why I don't know why these politicians are dragging their you-know-whats to vet these guys a lot better than you're doing, because this guy just waltzed out of the house and with a gun, and I mean, insane. Between Uber jobs, he went out and unfortunately killed like seven people. I can't believe what I'm reading. I just woke up to this.
Our phone number here is 800-321-0710. That's 800-321-0710, and our email is taxihail@aol.com.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean,
Mike, you have your own radio. You have your own radio show with Abe. When is that on?
Oh yes, thank you. We have at nyctaxinews.com. We have the good old Mike and Abe show on our internet website at nyctaxinews.com, and of course, your smiling face with the best of Taxi Dave. If you missed any part of this show, you guys owe it to yourself to go to that website and check out Taxi Dave's show, because, I mean, we have a lot of Taxi Dave fans out there, Dave. I mean, I don't know if you know this, but it's getting unbelievable. I mean, they can't get enough of your show.
Well, that's because you're on. Well, let's have a love fest. Kumbaya! That's
great. Yes, my arm is getting tired, but, yes, the point being, nyctaxinews.com, and... the other thing is, we have to look into these Uber guys, besides the bloodbath in Kalamazoo, which is Derek Jeter's hometown, I might add. We want to check out Terminal 5 at JFK, because apparently a lot of knuckleheads have decided to block the roads going in to keep the yellow cabs out so they can hustle jobs off the back of the cab line. Because
are you kidding me?
I would not BS you on live radio.
Say
maybe
that again.
On the side, but
say
no.
That. So say that again. What's happening at Terminal 5?
In my opinion, as a cabbie who's witnessing this, you have guys driving in slow motion with I don't even think they're real Uber cars. I think they're like fake Uber cars with a photostat sign in the window that says Uber. So they may not even be Uber cars. But they're driving in slow motion to block up the traffic so they can do like a tag team and let their friends go to the where all the passengers are in desperation, while the yellow cabs are just pinched off from getting into the lot at Terminal 5, a.k.a. JetBlue. So there's a lot of negative Uber stuff going on today.
Sounds like army tactics.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's evil.
Let's
evil
create
genius.
Diversions and blockages.
Yeah. No, I was in the lot. It was 80% full. I waited 25 minutes at JFK. Then I get up there, and the lady gets in the cab at Terminal 5. There's like three cabs. I said, how long were you waiting for a cab? She goes, oh, my God, we're waiting for 25 minutes. I was like, you were waiting for 25 minutes. I was waiting for 25 minutes. And there's like a zillion, like, black sedans crawling along, pinching off the one lane going in.
By the way, I want to thank Bill. He just sent me an update on the Newark and Uber situation. And Newark backs off on the Uber airport crackdown. That's what it
Newark
says.
Newark backs off.
Newark backs off. Everybody's backing off. Thanks, Bill. Do appreciate that. You know,
well, listen,
the best
Dave,
listeners in the world.
Yeah. As always, you got a great show, and it's going to be a wild and woolly week for Uber. And we got a leap year meeting on the 29th with the Transportation Committee. So I hope they'll address some of this weird Uber stuff, at that meeting.
Thanks for coming on the Taxi Dave Show, Mike.
Okay, buddy.
Charles, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show. Just lost you. James, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show. James, we just lost you, too. Okay, I'll get to you faster. Call back. As soon as I see your names up, I'll get to you faster. See, you have any comments at 800-321-0710 about illegal pickups going from $500 to $2,000, then $4,000, then $10,000? Do you have any ideas or your feelings about a universal license to drive any licensed vehicle, whether it's a black car, car service, livery, or yellow cab, or green cab? Let us know. Okay, right now let's take Charbel. You're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Good evening, Mr. David. We appreciate your time on.
Great.
Okay.
By the way, let's make an announcement. If you hear this, if you hear a sneeze, if you hear a cough, I'm sick. So just, this is live radio. You may hear that. Go ahead, Charbel.
All right. Very often they need to adjust the toll at Holland Tunnel and Lincoln Tunnel. They need to do upgrade to the new fare. Then.
Are you talking about the new fare to JFK and back?
No. When you go to Newark Airport to New Jersey, when you get into Lincoln or Holland Tunnel, still the old fare on shows up on the meter.
And what's the new fare?
The old toll rate.
How much should it be, and what is it now?
It should be $12.50.
And how much is it showing?
It showed about $9.50.
Okay, there you go. You know,
and
you
can't
make this stuff up. The meters need to be changed for the tolls going back and forth from Newark, New Jersey. What else do you have, Sean?
Correct. On very phone system, people that try to put a tip in the back on the back screen,
put
shows
what
zero.
The back screen? Put what on the back screen?
Oh, on the screen, when they try to pay with a credit card?
Yes.
They hit the percentage for the tip, shows zero. They need to work on that screen. And also, many times we do call very phone, never answer that, never return our calls. Then deposit also, it should be every 24 hours. They're not depositing the money. They're probably twice a week they do deposit.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for listening and calling the Taxi Dave Show, a loyal listener. Let's take Frank. You're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, Dave. I've got two issues. One, Terminal 5 at JFK, which I'm always at the airport, and I look on my iPhone map, the regular iPhone app on the map, on the phone, it shows red lines going into Terminal 5. It'll show a thick red line. What you do is take Terminal 4, and you can get into Terminal 5 without that long delay going through that big red line, curved line going into Terminal 5.
You see, now that's a New York City taxi driver secret. Very good, Frank.
I try to let drivers know in the yard. If I'm going out of the yard and I see that red line, I'll go over to another car and I'll say, look, you see this red line? Don't go the regular way to Terminal 5. Go Terminal 4 and cut into Terminal 5 and avoid that delay.
All right.
The other thing, Dave, that's really important is debris in the field. You don't see much in the way of debris in the field, but I'm certain that that could be the cause of accidents you see on the highways. I saw a cone. I'm going from the Grand Central Parkway to the Long Island Expressway to get into Manhattan. I get up. I'm up to 50 miles an hour, merging into the Long Island Expressway. And in the middle of the road, there's a cone. Probably popped off some service vehicle working for the city. I've seen that happen. I've seen cones pop off the back of these service vehicles on my way into JFK.
So what do you suggest?
always, never feel safe. You never feel confirmed about your efforts. You always have to be watching. Be aware that you're only safe by always paying attention,
Frank,
and thinking yourself safe.
I got to tell you something. When I was going to driver's ed, when I was 16 years old, one thing I always remember to this day is always leave yourself a way out and expect the unexpected. Okay?
So hopefully, leave a way out, Dave? How's that? How do you mean?
Just leave yourself a way out. Okay? And expect the unexpected. Like you do. You've avoided the cones, right?
Yes, probably I avoided avoid the cones. I avoided the air conditioner going to Newark Airport one Sunday morning also. I was alone on the road, Dave, in the middle of the road. It's an air conditioner. I mean, this stuff, even a cone at 50 miles an hour is going to cause serious damage in the undercarriage. To dislodge the front bumper.
Listen, Frank, thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show. When we come back, the phone lines are lit up. We have a lot to talk about yet. All right, we had the Bronx Borough President on, Mike Marinelli on, giving you some insurance tips. And that was a good tip. If you need to get to Terminal 5, go through Terminal 4. We're still going to have John McDonough on, and we're going to tell you about free heart screenings. Stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Giffen Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Hereford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. And a reminder from Member Brokerage Service, it's now insurance renewal time. Stop by soon to review your rates. Their licensed professionals will review your policy and your options and get the discounts and get you the lowest possible rates. Renew early. Stop by Member Brokerage inside the Melrose Credit Union at Queens Boulevard, 139-30, Queens Boulevard by Hillside Avenue. Not only do you get great service, but hot coffee and a free gift. You can also call them at 718-523-1300. Get your insurance from a broker with endurance. Member Brokerage, a Melrose Credit Union service organization, the home of Taxi Dave. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. FHV drivers, you can drive a yellow cab if you join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. All Taxi is the leader in taxi leasing, run by third-generation taxi experts. And for no money down, you can own a new 2016 hybrid or a great used vehicle. Whether you want to drive full-time, a day shift, or night shift, work with the folks who have a great reputation. All Taxi Management, 718-361-0055. My newspaper is Taxi Insider. You can take a look at it at nyctaxinews.com. That website is owned and operated by a retired taxi driver. I have no affiliation with him, but allowed him to put the newspaper on his website, nyctaxinews.com. Right now, we will have, gosh, he's been driving a cab on and off for like 40 years. John McDonough is doing a one-man show this Thursday night called Cabtivist. And welcome to the Taxi Dave Show, Johnny.
Dave, it is great to be on tonight because the last time I was on, I think it was halftime during the Super Bowl. So at least
we didn't have that earthquake the next week.
No, we didn't. But no, thank you for having me on. And I have a one-man play about driving a yellow cab in New York City for 35 years, and I'm at the Brooklyn Commons now in Atlantic area, and I just did stand-up about 10 minutes describing what
how did it go. Did you die or did you kill him?
No. It was the bit I did tonight was Stephen Fry, who's a very famous British actor, writer, and comedian. I brought him out to Queens to meet the Goodfellas at a club in Middle Village, Queens, and I showed a video clip of that, of him meeting some of the bookmakers and stuff and loan shark guys there, and
Normal day in a taxi industry.
Yeah, I call it.
Hey, listen, John, let me ask you something. How can people get tickets for Captivist?
Well, you can only do it one way. You have to go online to thecelltheater.org. That's one word, thecelltheater, T-H-E-A-T-R-E. It's the old English way of doing it. There's only four.
How do you spell cell?
Well, C-E-L-L, as in prison cell. So it's thecelltheater.org. And it's gotten good reviews in the Daily News and some of the Irish newspapers and things like that. And you have helped out a lot, too, by putting me on the show and getting the word out. So it's going very well.
I'll tell you, Noah, hold on to all those phone numbers from tonight, because I purchased four sets of tickets, or five sets of tickets, and every listener that Noah kept the phone number from is going to go for free. I'll call them later, probably tomorrow.
I'm pressed for time tonight.
Anything you want to bring to the forefront before I have to?
I know you're pressed for time. You have other people. I just want to thank you for that. And if you get a chance, read that story about Uber in the New York Times 2 days ago and all the mishigas that's going on with that industry. So,
which one? What's the basis?
It was talking about all the demonstrations about how it's a race to the bottom. And they're squeezing all the drivers with Uber. They're making no money at all. So it's a very interesting article, an in-depth article.
You'll come back on again and let us, and we'll continue our conversation.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we'll talk to, all right, thanks, Dave.
All right, good speaking with you. And by the way, folks, don't drink and drive. Capiche? You know, drink and drive. You go outside, you put up your hand, and a yellow cab pick you up. It's very simple. Okay? The simplest thing in the world. Or you can use an Arrow or Way to Arrive app and hail a yellow cab. And then don't take one that comes sooner, by the way, if that happens. Okay. Here's one for you. A Nassau County jury found a 28-year-old guilty of 10 of 13 charges. He was convicted, including criminally negligent homicide, vehicular manslaughter, drunken driving, and reckless endangerment. He faces up to 20 years in prison when he's sentenced on March 9th. His name is James Ryan. Okay? Convicted of negligent homicide for a DWI. I can't stress enough, folks. Don't drink and drive. Capiche? Now, what I wanted to tell you is there's something great that's happening. I have congestive heart failure. I don't want to get into me, but my Mamadi's Medical Center is having free heart health screenings for all TLC drivers on this Thursday, February 25th. So you have a choice. You could either go to the TLC hearing or you can make an appointment and go have your heart checked out. Dr. Robert Frankel is the Vice Chair of Cardiology at Maimonides Medical Center. He has over 20 years' experience in the specialty of interventional cardiology, and he's published a number of articles and journals such as New Trends in Interventional Cardiology, Safe and Efficient, whatever it is. I can't even pronounce it. but he's a good heart guy to talk to. And that's why I have him on the air, especially. I mean, who gives you free health heart screenings? With us now, Dr. Robert Frankel. Thanks for coming on the Taxi Dave Show.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me. So tonight I want to give you a few tips for the taxi limousine drivers out there.
Before we do tips, tell people how they can get a free heart health screening.
Free heart health screening. My Maimonides Medical Center is offering free heart health screenings to the Taxi Limousine Commission drivers. So give us a call, and my associate will give you the number to call in so that we can get them to come down and be checked out before any major problems should occur.
718-283-7212. If you need to make an appointment, 718-283-7212. What are the tips for the drivers and everyone else listening?
So So sitting, as you may have known, sitting is now considered to be the new smoking. It's a major health risk for all of us. And so while I'm speaking to you on the phone right now, I'm actually going to stand up because it's important to stand while you can at work and it's important to stay active. When we sit too long, metabolism slows down and it affects the ability of the body to regulate blood sugar, leading to diabetes. It affects the ability to regulate blood pressure and break down body fat, leading to heart disease, coronary artery disease, blockages. And we also will experience increased rates of cancer, people who are sedate, as well as premature death. So it's even a risk factor for death. So it's important to try to get up. Now, that's not easy when you're a limousine driver, a taxi driver, sitting all day in the vehicle. But while you're in the vehicle, it's important to try to keep a little bit active if you can. When we sit, the circulation to the legs is sluggish, so it's important to try to move the legs a little bit so that you don't develop slow blood flow in the legs, leading to blood clots.
At a red light or a line, you can wiggle your toes a bit and move your legs.
Wiggle your toes, move the ankle up and back with your left foot, like you're stepping on the gas. And if the car isn't parked and you're off the brake, and if it's parked while you're at the light, you can move the right foot up and back and move the ankle up and back as you press it on the gas pedal. In between rides, in between jobs, it's important to get out of the car and try to be mobile, try to walk. Walk around the car a few times. If the car is legally parked, walk up and back and block. But it's important to get out of the vehicle and walk if you can. It's very, very
important. Don't laugh at those guys at the airport parking lots walking around the parking lot. They're doing it to stay alive.
They have to, because the risks go up dramatically. The World Health Organization looks at sedate people and this as the fourth largest reason for death. So it's an epidemic. As you know, there's new desks out. It's been found that people who sit at a desk job have also higher incidence of heart disease and things like that. So now there are new desks out, standing desks, standing workstations. But people at desks are not as at risk, in my opinion, as the taxi and limousine drivers. The people who sit at a desk don't have such a high stress level. But if you're sitting in traffic, or you're dealing with congestion, air pollution, air quality, this puts you at higher risk, even more than somebody sitting at a desk. In addition to that, the food that you eat while you're on the road, it's important to try to get some good food as opposed to just fast food, drive-thrus, and things like that. So if you do have to go to drive-thrus and fast food, try to eat a little bit healthy, try to eat a salad if you can to reduce your cholesterol and reduce your risk factors. Obviously, if you continue to smoke, that's going to be a big issue. It's even more important for people who are sedate. Know your cholesterol, see your doctor, eat a heart-smart, healthy diet, and whenever you can, in between jobs, try to get out and walk a little bit.
I want to thank Matt Dawes for putting me in touch with you and Maimonides Hospital. You guys are doing a great service to humanity. I'll tell you, cardiologists, electrophysiologists, pressure specialists have saved and are saving my life right now. I've turned over a new leaf. I've lost 30 pounds in the last 2 weeks. I'm on diuretics. I'm eating properly. I'm not fooling around this time. And it's because of people and hospitals like yours where people can live longer and survive and not die in a taxi or behind their desks.
Definitely. We're there to help all of you. And so the best thing you can do is to come down, get a screening, speak with healthcare professionals, speak with your doctor, control your risk factors, and we'll partner with you in your healthcare to keep you alive and healthy.
Maimonides Hall, 718-283-7212. Call for an appointment this coming Thursday. Doctor, I hope you'll come back on in the future sometime.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Okay. Taxi drivers, we're going to take another break in a second. We can get some lead-in music. Don't think you can buy any vehicle on the taxi approved list. You cannot buy any vehicle. Only if you are not listed to buy an accessible cab between now and 2022. Then you can buy a non-accessible vehicle. But everybody has to buy an accessible vehicle if you're on any of those lists, okay? And you can just type into the TLC website, vehicles approved as taxi cabs. When we come back, hopefully we'll take some more of your calls. I'm Taxi Dave. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Stay tuned.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship.
That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Giffen Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Hereford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. And a reminder from Member Brokerage Service, it's now insurance renewal time. Stop by soon to review your rates. Their licensed professionals will review your policy and your options and get the discounts and get you the lowest possible rates. Renew early. Stop by Member Brokerage inside the Melrose Credit Union at Queens Boulevard, 139-30, Queens Boulevard by Hillside Avenue. Not only do you get great service, but hot coffee and a free gift. You can also call them at 718-523-1300. Get your insurance from a broker with endurance. Member Brokerage, a Melrose Credit Union service organization, the home of Taxi Dave. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. FHV drivers, you can drive a yellow cab if you join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. All Taxi is the leader in taxi leasing, run by third generation taxi experts. And for no money down, you can own a new 2016 hybrid or a great used vehicle. Whether you want to drive full-time, a day shift, or night shift, work with the folks who have a great reputation. All Taxi Management, 718-361-0055.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
The best show on WOR. It's the only show I listen to.
Me and my uncle went riding down South Colorado, West Texas bound. We stopped over in Santa Fe. That damn point, just about halfway.
Taxi Dave Show is back. I'm Taxi Dave. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Don't forget the TLC hearing this Thursday, 10 o'clock down on 33 Beaver Street. We don't have much time, so let's try to make a quick. James Dino Angelo, is that one person or three people? Okay, let's start with James.
Thank you for taking my call, Taxi James. I'd like to just address the Bronx Borough President.
Okay.
In regards to the crime being down in the Bronx, which I believe he is doing a good job. But in an article in the New York Times last week, they zeroed in the 40th precinct as far as the crime increasing.
That's why he mentioned Comstat, and what Comstat does is it's kind of like penicillin. Where the infection is, all the medicine rushes to that area. And
that's what we hope.
And so you hear that, Bronx Borough President Ruben Diaz Jr., who was just on the Taxi Dave Show. Listen to your constituents. They're educated. They read the New York Times. And James wants you to know the 40th Precinct needs your help. Right, James?
Thank you. Thank you so much, Taxi Dave. You're the best.
You're welcome. Dino, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Okay, first thing, regarding Newark. The Port Authority acquiesced. They're not writing tickets for Uber drivers. Neither is New Jersey Transit. At Newark Penn Station, Newark follows suit. Second thing there, for exercise, that way with the heart doctor, the military and a lot of police departments have exercise called isometrics. It's like a resistive type of exercise you can do in confined spaces. They've been doing it for 40 years. Google it. It will help us out. Secondly of all, Staten Island Expressway, that HOV lane is three people all times. New York City has been bagging folks. And that one passenger would be not enough in there. Just give you a heads up on that. And last but not least there, it shows you about Uber vetting. That situation would happen in Michigan with that Uber guy.
Yep.
It shows you they don't do a thorough vetting. And a good word to remember, and I'll let go with this. Remember, be a good fellow and always ride yellow.
Oh, I like that, Dino. You're good. So we did hear, we did mention that Bill Zink sent us an email about Newark, that they They're not going to be writing the summonses. And isometrics is a great idea. You know, it really is. I want to thank you for sharing that with everybody. You're certainly a guy in the know because you listen to the Taxi Dave Show and you like yellow. How do you like those words?
Woo-hoo.
Ooh. Sala, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yeah, how you doing, Dave? Very quick. If the TLC, they want to protect us and protect the industry of the yellow cab, they should be founded nearby all the hotels. All the hotels, and the few hotels that are not allowed to have any yellow cab around. They're always surrounded with the different plate lines, that you name it, Pennsylvania, New Jersey. And I can name a lot of hotels for you right now.
Go ahead.
Omni Hotel off of Madison Avenue, Park Central on 55th and 7th Avenue, and on 32nd, between 32nd and Broadway, a few hotels inside, like, you know, between on the street. All, you know, it's impossible, Sala, you know, to pick up
any call family. Next week. You're going to call me early next week because we have to edit.
I will. I'm going to be, you know.
But you're right.
Be watching.
We're the only ones that can pick up street hails, and when people come in with Pennsylvania and New Jersey plates and they're getting fast to the airport, are you kidding me or what? Listen, we got to congratulate Noah, our engineer, and his wife, Claire. They got married. He's actually married. It's his wife, Claire. Yay! Okay. In 2 weeks, we're going to have Todd Higgins back on the radio show. He's the attorney in the federal and state lawsuits. Next week, comedian Jim Peach. That's why I told some jokes at the beginning. Let's see who's funnier. Anyway, this is the Taxi Dave Show. I'm Taxi Dave, the place to be Sunday nights. Thank you, Bronx Borough President. Thank you, all you listeners, for making us number one. And we will be back next week. Hey, Taxi.